The people access to the water in South Sudan is very difficult. And now it's more difficult even because of the war that we have there. It makes it more challenging because we have a lot of people that have been displaced within the country, leaving their homes and going to the camp that they have no access to clean water, sanitation and hygiene and all those kind of things. And it's very difficult. And sometimes we get a dry season that we don't have enough water, and we have to drill the wells about 300 feet deep to get the water out there for the people to drink it.
You have a very strong connection to the UN, not only in terms of the work that you're doing, which supports UN goals, but your own personal background is very tied to the UN.
I left my country when I was 11 years old and ended up in a refugee camp in Ethiopia, and I stayed in refugee camp for 10 years. And we've been called the Lost Boys. I walked from Sudan at that time to Ethiopia and then walked again to Kenya. And all my life has been involved around UN. And I would say UN was my parents. Without UN, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. And UN gave me a foundation to be someone and see the world differently. And that's why I'm able to go back today to my country and be able to provide the help my people need, because whatever help you get is good to pay back as well.
And what drew you to the issue of water?
When I came here to U.S. some years back, I didn't know where my parents were, but finally I heard about my father, who was sick because he was drinking bad water. And I went back to see him, and when I saw him, that I found out that he was drinking bad water. And I said, I have to do something to help my father. And I decided just to drill one well. From that one well, when I drill it, I see a lot of changes happening around the well. It triggers so many things. A school got built around the well. Clinic is coming in. Market is coming in. And these kids, girls that who cannot go to school, now have opportunity to go to school. And women that walk miles and miles, hours and hours daily, they have extra time to cook healthy food and do other things for their family and run the small microfinance. And that kept me really going all the time, because I knew I'm making changes to the people that who cannot make changes to themselves.
Now, I understand water for South Sudan has dug more than 200 wells since you've started.
Yes, it's almost to 300 wells now.
What more needs to be done? I mean, not just in terms of what Water for South Sudan is doing, but in terms of the whole access to water in South Sudan.
Well, it's a broader question, and I like that. You know, South Sudan is in crisis now, and we really need UN, the world body, to stop those current crises that are going on today. And if we stop that, then people would have access to do their development. And we have issues of tribal there, and we need to make sure that we build cross line of this tribal thing going on in South Sudan, and making sure people are working together, and making sure we empower the local people to do the infrastructure and then maintain their wells and protect their aquifers and do the best they need to themselves to make sure they are stable, to be able to start their life really well and stay away from war and no more fighting. But they couldn't do it by themselves. It needs the entire world, people of South Sudan themselves, because they were the one who caused the war, and they are the one that will stop this war as well. Of course, with the support of the world body to make sure they've been assisted and been helped to be able to take care of themselves really well.
What do you hope to achieve with your meetings here with different officials at the United Nations?
I'm hoping to achieve two things. First one is to let the United Nations or the people who work here, that a small organization that involved with the grassroots, do make a great difference. Second, I really want UN to support South Sudan to become a stable country. Instability is causing us great pain. We have leadership that need to be supported by UN, because it's UN who helped this country to be independent. And it's still on the shoulder of UN to make sure they are supporting the leadership to be strong enough and take care of the country. And also we need to give a building capacity to our community, society, to be able to do things for themselves and stand up for their right and understand their right and all those kind of things. We still need support from the world body completely to help us to be a strong country.